Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. I'm Julie.
I know, so that makes me Christine Marie.
Yay!
And it also makes me your mama.
Yes.
And kind of, can I say I'm your best friend or you're my best friend?
Yes.
People let me tell you about my best friend. Did anybody say that? Did we script that at all?
No.
We just happened to start singing it at the same
exactly.
time. That's scary.
That's what
we're kind of like the two dope queens.
Yes.
Except we're not doped up and we're not queens.
We're
like the two peasants.
Yes.
Two peasant girls.
Yes.
Two Midwestern.
Two Midwestern women. Well, and I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and we were listening to one called "The Risk,"
right?
Storytelling podcast, and it was a good one.
It was my first time.
Yeah, and you were surprised because there was some swearing going on and some very interesting subject matter. Like,
only because I knew it was Risk, but it has that NPR feel.
Yes, for sure.
And so to hear cursing.
And
on
some
an NPR
sexual nature, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, what's wrong with this picture? But then I realized that it was NPR-ish.
NPR-ish.
Not NPR.
Right. And I wouldn't put
just
a level
like
of Dan Savage's
Norm and R's marriage. Yeah. It's kind of monogamish.
Yeah. Exactly. And people are like going, really?
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 Oh, yeah. Kink.
Yeah. In their minds, they have a very active sexual life. Keeps things going.
That's right. I buy him a couple of grapefruits every week.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to know about this because that was one of the podcasts. And it was funny. Okay, we're going to talk about this real quick, but we're going to talk about a lot of things.
Are we really?
Yeah, we are, because I want to set this up really quick. Mm-hmm. I'll let you be surprised, because some of the things that I have to get off my chest this week, I realize that, I had some experiences this week that I felt like really embarrassing for myself. Like, I caught myself going, oh, you should be really embarrassed for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share that with everybody.
Well, one of the things that, here's what's hard for me. I know you want to get this off your chest.
Yeah.
But Julie, over the course of this week, has developed this huge pimple or something, kind of a cyst or something, right in the middle of her. It's her third eye.
It's my
really.
Third eye, people.
If it was a nipple, it would be, but it's a third. It's a third eye, and it is huge, and because of that, she's been very I don't know what, but you've knocked it a million times.
Oh yeah, it's knocked it.
It's so big that it gets knocked,
and then I go,
and now it's like huge.
Yeah.
And then you went and put a big Band-Aid over it as if that wouldn't help.
I said, what does this look like? Is it less conspicuous? And you said, well, it's not less conspicuous,
right?
But it no longer looks like a big, huge pimple on your face.
It just looks like a big, huge Band-Aid on your forehead.
And so what's been funny, though, is like this has been the week that I've gotten lots of eye contact, And I thought, oh, my God. Because usually I'm like, hey, people, the eyes are here. Not down here, but up here. But like now it's just natural. People are like looking at my eyes. And I'm like,
I've had so much pleasure this week. We're going through McDonald's getting our coffee. And I'm like, don't look at her eye. Don't look at her third eye. Just don't look at her forehead. Stop it. You're like, oh, what am I not supposed to look at? But then.
Or I'll go through a drive-thru, get a coffee, and they'll do that one move where it's like a startled look. Like, what? Like, the Jennifer Garner look at the Oscars. Like, she's clapping and like, what? What just happened here? Did I forget something? Like, they're giving me my coffee, like, going, what is on your forehead?
What happened?
And
you go, don't worry, it's not contagious.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this has been all week long, but about a day and a half ago, it started giving me messages.
Ah.
And so now I have a relationship with it. It talks to me.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm like, you go to sleep. You just check out. And Edgar and I will have
Edgar, that's what you're calling it? The same thing that you called your fake bird / cockapoodle.
My cockapoodle.
Cockapoodle.
Yeah.
That we had in our Christmas program, our Christmas video.
Yes.
Which I just want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
We, If you guys haven't seen it, great. It's quite embarrassing.
Please don't go to YouTube under our channel.
Yeah,
Please don't.
But anyway, I did this Christmas program that you just said, I want this done. And I'm like, if I get one thing this year, please do this for me. I'm like, sure, I can get this done.
Mm-hmm.
35, 40 hours later, I fucking got it done for you, mother. But here's the deal.
That wasn't a cuss word. That was like, that was just fucking ish.
Fucking ish, yes. Did I say the F word? I didn't mean to. The beep ish. The beep ish. In one scene, you have this black Halloweenish wig that we put eyes on it and a tail. And you called it Edgar. Your cockadoodle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's half cockapoo.
And poodle.
Cockatoo and a half doodle.
Poodle. Yeah, poodle. Poodle. You'll say it right.
I'll get there eventually. And so, and then literally, as soon as we got that scene
done.
A week later,
done.
Tanya comes out.
Yeah.
And then I see Allison Janning.
Right.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Out, and she's got a bird on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm like, did she see our show?
Sure. They saw our show.
Did she see it? I had to go check. Please don't let it go viral. Please don't let it go viral.
Except that every time we put it someplace, YouTube would pick out that scene.
Oh, yes. The weirdest scene of you.
And the whole movie is 25 minutes.
And you're like, you guys made a 25-minute Christmas video?
Yes.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
including
did.
Including outtakes.
Outtakes and credits. And a song at the end. This was monumental. And lots of fun.
That's one thing that you and I will do together.
Have fun.
We will.
At some point,
we will always go for the joke.
Yes.
We will always do whatever it takes. If it's like a little on the...
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah. I am... It's so funny because I've been watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You have too.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it separately. Not together. We don't do everything together.
We did see Thor together yesterday.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
We just hope that nobody looks in the bedroom window
when we're seeing it, because that's your massage time. People are going, who are these two women? Exactly. We're not sure either, but we have a good time at it. But I listened to Jerry Seinfeld,
mm-hmm.
and there are times I'm going, I believe exactly the way he believes,
mm-hmm.
but he comes off a little bit short,
he comes off like a multimillionaire.
Yes.
Billionaire.
I wouldn't doubt that he is a billionaire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or this. I said, would you rather have be a billionaire and then that be the only money you ever make? Or would you rather have Jerry Seinfeld's money, which is, I can't imagine what he produces every year from the reruns of Seinfeld being uh-huh. played everywhere.
I'd take either.
I would.
I'm okay though. Both.
You're like, I don't care if it's behind door A or door B.
No.
I'm a winner.
I don't care. Chicken dinner. I want it.
Chicken dinner. I'm a winner. Yeah. I'll take it both. Neither one of them is like a bike with no wheels. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd take what's the Michael, whatever, the goofy guy that was his neighbor. I'd take his money. Michael on Seinfeld.
Oh, yes. Michael.
Yeah, really.
Kramer?
Kramer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. Michaels might be his last name. No.
I don't know.
I can't remember now. But anyway, because he goes, he likes to see, he goes, actors want to be anybody else but themselves.
Right.
And comedians
want to be themselves.
Want to be themselves.
And let the world see that, who they are.
Yeah, and then also see the world through themselves.
Yes.
I see the humanity in everything.
Yeah.
And I think of it as extremely funny.
Yeah.
Extremely heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And so when I see, like in the Risk show,
mm-hmm.
there's a story and it was, one scene is a person ends up being dead, an older person, and their adult child comes back and the neighbor goes, she must be here to, help out, thank God. And she was just there to take the ring off of her dad's finger,
mm-hmm.
and to make sure that the woman knows, you're not getting a dime from my father,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the heck? I've been to this guy's neighbor for now a year and never saw her before, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of perturbed by it, like, how dare you be so cruel?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, no woman treats her dad like that in a vacuum. Mm-mm. You know, this is this this relationship has developed and matured for a lifetime. Yeah, she's acting like a big B right now, the daughter. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious what really did happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I end up cutting her slack, you know.
Oh, Julie. Yeah,
you know.
The queen of cutting slack.
Yeah. And so
I
see everything through my vision of like how, you know, this child, this person was born, a baby, you know, if that person was born to my parents, how would they have grown up? Mm-hmm. How would they have been, you know? Mm-hmm. Would they be taking the wedding ring off of their dad, you know?
Yeah. I already took mine off.
Years ago when you became monogamish. It's hard to be monogamish when you have a ring on your finger. You can't do it.
Oh, hell, I sold it to pay taxes in 1978. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And so I see people in high school, like, or, and I'm like, oh, they could have been like abused in high school, or, you know, now I think women could have been sexually abused. And I'm like, oh, they're just being bees because they were sexually abused. But now, at some point I go, now enough's enough, you know, take responsibility for being an adult person. And your job is to bring happiness to the world, or to bring your best person forward.
Right.
We all have our own crap, and it comes out in certain ways. But for the most part, 90% of the time, you are responsible for being a good human being.
Oh,
and
I
think that for the most part, most people are.
Yeah. And then you have those days that you slip.
You flip. And it's
slip and flip.
100%.
I flipped the.
Well,
we were out. Dad and I were at Jellystone last weekend.
Oh, this is
and
a funny
I was, story. And I was, you know, it's closed right now.
Oh, listen, audience, this is a funny story. Don't want to set you up too much.
What do you mean?
He said it was a fun. Oh, this is a funny story coming.
Did it, who? I said this?
I did.
Oh.
And I just was, oh. I thought that it was hysterical that I'm telling everybody.
It's not a funny story.
No, it's not a funny story.
It's me at my, one of my worst.
Which
maybe
I
shouldn't
charming.
Tell it then.
No, tell it. I think it's charming.
Well, because I do try to be nice.
I know
and
you
and kind.
Do.
Mostly I try to be, I'm not like you. Because,
right.
I mean, you're the one, we call you the queen of the slack bank. Not the slap bank, but you are queen.
I have a slack.
You have a bank that is so full of slack.
Cutting people slack
everywhere.
Deposits everywhere.
And so you leave little deposits everywhere.
Yeah.
And because of that, I have totally given up that slack bank.
Right.
I can't hardly say that word.
Because we're like the yin and yang of our relationship.
Yeah.
So if one person holds the deposits for the slack bank, someone's got to be withdrawn.
I mean, I'm Starsky to your Hutch, baby.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It, you know? So I have given up cutting people slack, which is kind of interesting.
Yes.
I mean, it is. It's not that I'm mean or anything.
No.
I just given up the extra little slack.
Well, and so you, the other day, you told me, can I tell the story a little
bit?
Yeah,
yeah. Because it's too embarrassing for me.
Is it? You said, was this wrong, Julie? And I said, well, what was it? I go, you know, is that our cabin, lodge cabin? Lodge, cottage cabin. You know, and we were there.
On the banks of the Green River.
And we were in our golf cart. And there was a group of hoodlums. I go, group of hoodlums? Well, like 8, 9 years old hoodlums. All boys.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that does up the ante. And they're playing on the playground. And they're like yelling to us, like, hey, take us to. Oh, maybe you're not in the golf cart. Maybe
no.
You're in the van.
Right.
And take us to McDonald's. They're being all sassy. And
yeah.
Like,
they're screaming at us. Take us to McDonald's.
Take us to McDonald's, people. Take us to this. Take us to that. And then you said, you rolled down your window.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck your middle finger out at them. And you said, F you, kids. F you. F you. And then
except
like,
I didn't say F.
Oh, what'd you say?
Fuck.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes. No. You didn't say beep you, kids. Beep you.
Yeah.
No, you said the actual
word. I was actually saying the word.
And
that's,
so the first time I heard
how,
this.
That's how they unnerved me. I was like pissed at them.
I was not conscious of what really went down.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you had symbolically did that.
Oh.
Or like metaphorically.
Oh.
Like I really want to. I sent them. Because
you
do send energy bombs.
I sure do.
And those work just as well sometimes.
Yes, they do.
But
usually.
Then, and then,
90% of the time.
And then as you're telling the story more and more, and I'm going, oh, so let me figure this out a little more. You felt you were being harassed by a group of 9, 10-year-old boys, which, let's just face it, yeah, can be. One's enough. Two is enough. Well,
what I wanted to say, besides the FU, I wanted to say that to me alone.
Oh, that's right.
I remember I told you that?
You said, I want you to say, come here right now, one of you, and tell me you want to take me to McDonald's.
Yeah, you tell me right now. Just come over one person at a time.
And
not in a group, a hoodlum group.
And demand that I take you to McDonald's. Is that what they said, though?
Yeah.
That was the extent of their harassment.
Yes.
Hey, people in that white van, were they calling you grandma, grandpa?
No.
Old people?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, they better not have.
Like, come here right now and demand that I take you to McDonald's.
Yeah, by yourself. If you weren't in that hoodlum group,
you wouldn't have the balls.
I guess it's ridiculous.
Well,
and I guess I felt a little, I think that's why I told you afterwards. Yeah. You know, Norm kind of went like, ooh, what the heck?
Like, keep going.
What's wrong with her? But sometimes you just, you know, I just had it that moment.
You had that moment.
I just had it.
Like, your buttons were pushed all but one, and they could have looked at you sideways.
And I kind of blamed you because you have...
Why?
I blamed you because you have depleted my personal Slack bank.
Oh, because I have so much Slack
bank.
You
have so much.
So there's so much. There's only... It's not like they say, like, abundance just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Oh, no.
There is a finite amount of Slack in the world.
Yes.
And my cup runneth over.
Yes.
So therefore, your cup is depleted.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you
it's
can
hard.
Get... There is no one that gets Slack around you.
Hardly, yes. Except your third eye.
Well, not really, because you have brought it up several times.
I've developed a relationship with it.
Well, the problem with my third eye being a huge, big pimple, it literally does draw a shadow when I turn sideways.
Yeah.
You're like, do you see your profile? It's huge. And I'm like, no, I don't see my profile, but I see it in the sun. I get it. It happened on Monday, and I was really praying to God that by the time I had to see Doug on Saturday, this would not be an issue.
Right.
Because I will wear a Band-Aid, because a Band-Aid does look better than this huge pimple on your face. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's more cyst-like.
Please don't say cyst.
I'm sorry.
Because, well, no, I mean, I'm not hurt by it, because cyst means never-ending amount of pus.
Yours is finite.
Mine is just a pimple that kind of got a little out of control, and...
What if that thing had to do with the universe trying to tell you, Julie, if you don't cut back on your Slack bank, this is going to keep getting bigger and bigger. The more Slack you cut people, the bigger this cyst is going to get.
Right.
Would you stop? Would you stop cutting people so much damn Slack?
So I'm like Job. And Job, you know, in some sense, God is saying, you know, hey, you know, Julie, enough's enough. You've cut enough people slack. Chill the F out. Even the 8-year-old boys over there do not deserve your slack.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take care of it all. Mm-hmm. Like, judgment will be upon them. But you lived your life. If you need to get a little crabby, let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't start letting it out, I'm going to start putting more and more pimples on you.
Yes. That's how I think God's saying. That's what God's saying.
That's what God's saying.
Yeah.
God's cruel.
That's what it's been telling me.
God's just... I will be more mean. I can
verify that it's not that big of a line.
No, I know.
From being like,
well,
oh, thank you very much. And we do have some bits, you know. We do see this one lady quite often, and she's very sour and mean.
Yes.
And Julie
and
has
she's
now,
young. She's like young, like, well, not young, like 32, 29,
maybe,
32,
yeah,
right 29, now.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
And she's just a sourpuss.
Yeah, she is.
And over the course of the last several months, Julie becomes nicer and more wonderful.
Yeah.
And pretty soon I'm like, I have no idea what's going to happen next. But it becomes like, good morning. How are you today? Oh, it's so lovely. And how was your weekend? And you have a good rest of the day. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Well,
I want to kill her. But now it's a bit.
Now it's a game. It's a bit. Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I wonder what this is all about. Because, like, I was doing a text to one of our good friends, really good friend. I would give her besties, but you're my bestie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what she, good friend. Very
yeah,
good
but it is going over the top. Okay. She's our she's a very good friend of
yes,
ours.
But here,
but so now, but see now, Julie has cracked the code in the on the world,
right?
And now Julie cannot talk to her without a minimum, I would say, of 7 highfalutin. Top emojis. Of the line emojis.
7's pushing it. I could be depending on the length of the email. If it's just a one word email, I mean, sometimes I go, does this require 4 rainbows and 3 sunbursts?
Unicorns, yeah.
Yeah, and then a unicorn at the end.
Yeah.
And so.
Because God forbid she even reads into your thing yes. that you're not having a great day.
Well, yeah. Cause,
that you're not moving the energy in a more perfect way.
Right. Well, because you go, Julie, what the hell is wrong with your text? Because you go, let me see what you, let me hear what you wrote. Tell me what you wrote. And I go, okay. And I go, you know, hey, girlfriend. Hi, how's your day? Hope your day's good. Rainbow, rainbow. Sunburst. Unicorn, unicorn.
And at the very end, a chocolate shape of the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Please, don't think that I'm trying to be cynical.
Yeah. I go, hope you keep shining your light. Light burst, light burst. heart with sparkles, you know.
You're laughing now, but that's how you...
Well, and then you said to me, do you have an emoji for ass kissing? And I said, no, but if I found one, I would sure as hell use it.
Right.
Because I said, I have done texts before where I have just stated a line.
Yeah, a fact.
A fact. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to the movies? Yes. Do you want to see this movie? Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I will get a text back. Well, are you sure you want to see this movie?
Wait, you don't like this movie?
You don't like this movie? You don't like this movie? Like, no.
I gave you no indication.
I said, yes, I want to see the movie. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, I'm an adult woman. And I know my mind. If I didn't want to see the movie, I would literally tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I go, oh, and I go, I didn't add emojis. I have to add emojis. Because no emojis doesn't mean you're pissed. It just means... To somebody else, like, okay, if you have no emojis,
like,
that means you're mad.
Yeah.
But if you, so it's like the baseline now is like 3 or 4 emojis means mm-hmm. you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more emojis you go, the more happy you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember those, I don't know, Bennigans or TGIFs back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
The staff used to have buttons on their suspenders.
No, I don't remember that. But go
and
ahead.
The more, it's also a bit on, I think, the TV show or the movie Working, maybe. Jennifer Aniston got in trouble because she worked at one of these restaurants because she only had 3 or 4 buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And the more buttons you have shows how much team spirit you have and
oh,
so forth.
Got it.
Buttons, you know, like different kinds, like, you mm-hmm. know, protect the environment, all that stuff, mm-hmm. fun stuff, you know. And so that's kind of how emojis work now. Like, if you don't give an emoji or a smiley face, like, there are very few emails that I don't send a smiley face with it.
Mm.
Because I just want, hey, by the way, as I'm typing this, I'm smiling. And because if I didn't, you would think I was just professional.
How dare she?
How dare she? Does she not know what I'm doing for her? I go, I do, and I'm acknowledging you. And if you saw my face, if we could actually communicate in a real way, you would hear in my voice that I was happy to hear from you. And you would see in my face, I was just pleased to see you.
Yeah.
But because we don't have that anymore, I must use emojis to convey
good
that.
Lord. Good Lord.
So yes, my Slack bank is runneth over because I'm cutting everybody's slack, including myself, because I find the world ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then...
Either that or hilarious.
Are hilarious.
Mostly ridiculous.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
And...
I know this one time, I don't know if it was Doug or something, but he texted you back, okay.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, he must be angry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I felt like.
You just realized
I know.
That a one word response from him, and you're like, oh, I'm
not a dick.
And then you said, what a dick.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean? He said, okay. He goes, yeah, really?
He didn't send lips.
He didn't say hug. No, XO miss you. Okay. I go, well, no, he didn't do that. But literally, he is okay, and we're cool with that. I am in an emotional state because my Slack bank runneth over. I'm cutting him slack on that. Otherwise, I'm a total mess.
You are.
And then we had a great, we had a great day on Sunday. We went for a nice long ride, and it was, we found some country roads where there were nobody behind us. So we literally drove the speed we wanted to drive, mm-hmm. which was 35, 40. Mm-hmm. You know, just moseying, mm-hmm. looking around country roads.
Sunday moseying yeah. country road. And
it was bright out. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Cold, but not cold, not too warm, not too cold. Perfect March day.
Would that be kind of, what kind of an emoji would that be? Not too hot, not too cold.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just it's a good one. I haven't looked at that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had to come
maybe
up with
it would be
one.
Like two people holding hands and then like somehow having two or three emojis so it looks like you're going around in a circle. Like two people like jumping around in a circle together, like, mm-hmm. hey, we're in a circle. This is kind of a nice day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What was I talking about?
Going for a ride. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. What was the point of
being making? Just driving, 35, moseying. That was it.
Oh, yeah. And so I asked him a question. Because he'll do something like this to me that I don't like. He goes, what are you feeling? What are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's so weird. Because I thought that was a girl question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was programmed to think it's a girl question.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, do I really want to tell him that I'm literally thinking about,
right.
You know, Lenin and Stalin and the apocalypse of their time and how 10 million, you know, 10 million Russians were killed and the red army
yeah.
and then the white army and like, you know, and how a judge said, you know, do I want to go into this picture? Because I'm really contemplating the humanity and how, wow, you know, the 20th century sucked. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of death go on.
Right.
And
really, the history books didn't really tell us that well.
Yeah. And so... So, Julie, what are you thinking? Oh, not much. I'm just enjoying the ride. Just enjoying the beautiful scenery. I'm in the present moment. And so that's what I said. But I go, hey, you know, I got a question for you, Douglas. He goes, what? I go, I spend a good portion of my day and my life tending to my emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like it's a habit by now. So mm-hmm. I know all the tricks and trades of mm-hmm. tricks and tips for me mm-hmm. to be emotionally stable.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what do you do? Do you think that, do you have those thoughts about your emotional
state? And I, when you told me this, yes. I knew exactly what he was going to say.
And what did he exactly say? Because you were correct.
Because I was correct.
Yeah.
I never think about that.
Yes.
I don't spend 1 second thinking about my and what my emotional state does to other people.
And I wanted to say,
because that's
might
what
be time you started.
Is there an emoji for that?
Yeah. Is there an emoji for you just starting mm-hmm. to think about your emotional state
yeah.
and how to help yourself out?
Yeah, how to help yourself and how it affects other people around
right,
you.
Because at some point you have to contemplate your position in the world.
Yeah.
And are you contributing to the light of the world?
Right.
Or are you contributing to the darkness?
That's exactly right.
And sometimes,
and that's kind of how I feel comedy is.
Yeah.
I feel that if it's done right.
Yes.
For me, mm-hmm. because I like to see, I'm seeing the world. Right.
Comedy.
I like that it contributes to my day.
Right.
If I look at something and I think that it's, I can see the twist or the absurdity in it.
Yeah.
And I can say it out loud.
Yes.
Or maybe I can look back and tell that I said to the 5 school kids,
yeah.
fuck you, kids.
Right.
How dare you ask me to go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Maybe I can
how
laugh.
How dare you think, what, McDonald's? How dare you? This car is full. No admittance.
Don't you know I'm pro-local farm food?
Yeah. Don't you know that? How dare you? And then I know that you compare yourself then to people that you remember being older and like, am I getting there?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah. And I kind of hold on to the Marc Maron.
Yes.
When I saw the comedy special with Marc Maron. And I have held on to this. At some point, it just becomes like you go, I don't know if I have the time left to let this
right.
bug me.
Right.
I don't want to let you kids in my face right now.
Right.
I don't have that kind of time.
But
to
it
let.
Does make me happy to say, fuck you, kid.
Yeah, it did make me happy.
Yeah. And then you'll get a little letter on your lodge cabin.
Lodge cabin?
What's the third
one? It's the lodge cottage cabin.
Cottage. Lodge cottage cabin.
Yes.
Yes. And you say, please do not swear at kids. Well, I'll tell you what. No one's going to believe them.
Mm-hmm. No one will.
Be like,
just
what?
Like Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody believes the porn star.
Yeah.
Everybody believes Trump.
That's not true at all.
I know. It's not.
And we all don't care. We're like, really? I could totally believe this happened. I'm not fucking surprised. Why am I surprised?
Yeah. I just say she pays the million and gets on about her life and starts making money.
Yeah. That was the whole point. She felt she left money on the table.
Yeah. And
that was dumb of her. $130,000 That's what you worked with?
Yeah.
You're out of your
really?
Mind.
Really? Come on.
Come on.
Just give them a million.
Yeah.
And then go on about selling your books, going on your reality TV shows right. and all the talk but, shows. And
I don't know how do long some personal it will take appearances. To make that million back, you know? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And can you call it a loss on your taxes? Like, can you make the first million then tax-free because you already had a million loss?
Right. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't have those problems, unfortunately.
Or fortunately.
Yeah. There's nobody I can blackmail or... Darn it. Just,
and nor do you want to.
Yeah. There was just that time in the 70s with Warren Beatty.
Yes.
But it's me and a million other girls, though.
I'm sure. Yeah. Well, at some point, you're going, it's the times. You know, we're moving on, and things will be different.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be different. I don't know how long it'll take, but it'll be okay. Everybody, it'll be okay.
I love that when you always tell me that, when I'm like in one of my zones. You know, not my good zone, but Mom, it'll all be okay.
Because
in
mind,
70 years.
And back of my mind, I'm like, 30 or 40 years from now, we're all dead.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? And for me, time's going by so fast. I think
you can care less.
30 or 40 years from now, I'm like, dang. I think we had a conversation last night. You said to me, I just brought this story. I go, this idea. I go, you know what? When I was younger, I did not want to know when I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm getting closer to that age where, like, you know, time seems more fragile, mm-hmm. I think I might be mature enough to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad's like, what if you're going to die in a year? I go, well, I think I would put things in order. I think that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I go, the problem I have is you live your life. Do you live your life thinking, like, when you're in your 20s, you go, oh, I definitely have a minimum of 20 years in me.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum, maybe 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to a certain point, you're like, hey, I've had peers die, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, for a variety of reasons, mostly suicide. And mm-hmm. and you go, people can just start now. And you go, like, well, is it, you know, I don't know, is it important to plan or is it important to do? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you think you want to know?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we're not.
I can remember Dad yesterday when you were talking about it. Didn't he go? He said, "I don't want to know if it's next week or something like that."
Right, right.
Was that or was it just the opposite?
No, that's what he said.
Yeah.
And I guess if you did find out, eventually you would know a week before you were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that would be the hard part.
I mean, there is something to think about, but really, how much? It's better. To live as if you could die at any moment and how you would treat the people that you cared about or even kids in the Jellystone Park.
Well,
you know?
I think you were giving them a life lesson, which is, hey, gang of hoodlums,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be all sassy, just remember, this Grammy's packing.
That's right.
Yeah. So
I have my AR 13
or something like that. Mm. I don't know. I think it's okay. I found myself at Walmart, and I do this a lot, and it's more of the thing. So this was a week of embarrassing moments for me,
mm-hmm.
but I just had to like man up and just say whatever. I'm taking
mm-hmm.
it right,
mm-hmm.
and
It's just, it's already embarrassing just to be in Walmart at your age. Just kidding.
Really? Why?
No, just kidding.
I quickly left because our little dog, Elliot, was having a little barking spell.
And that's why I did that.
I know.
That segue. I don't know what I was saying, but I go, she's walking out the door right now, and I'm trying to say something, and I have nothing to say. I'm right in the middle of hearing your story.
Okay, I wasn't in Walmart in typical embarrassing clothes, which is pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
That has stopped. I think enough people have commented about it
mm-hmm.
that people are like, I can't be seen at McDonald's. You know,
One more time at Walmart in pajamas.
People are starting to talk about people being in Walmart in pajamas, so yeah. I guess that's wrong.
Yeah. And big old fuzzy slippers.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
it's hard to take you seriously.
I know, but when I first saw that, I'm like, awesome. Is this appropriate now? Because if this is appropriate, I'm all in. Yeah, I am literally all in. And if you're going to be open 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. you need to expect that at some point, mm-hmm. someone's going to walk in their slippers and a nice fleece. You know, they're going to have their bra on, most likely, if not a coat. You know, it mm-hmm. won't be too. But it's basically clothes. Mm-hmm. It's clothes. Close. It just has funny yeah. prints yeah. on it. Like
no doggies. Shoes, no socks, no service. You got shoes, socks.
Yes.
You get service.
Yeah,
even if they're PJs.
Exactly. And the mm-hmm. only difference between PJs and real clothes is that PJs are much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And they usually have things on it that make you happy, like pictures of doggies or hearts mm-hmm. or your favorite football team, you know. That's what they have. And that's what you want, you know. So I'm in Walmart. So I've got this big welt on my face, mm-hmm. cyst as mom calls it. And everybody knows that I have had, the course of this radio show, this podcast, I've had problems with my back. I've had problems with my knees. Mm-hmm. And so I do walk much better than I used to walk, mm-hmm. but I'm still not perfect. Mm-hmm. I still have a shorter stride, mm-hmm. and I still walk slower than most. And so frequently, I will follow people who I think are walking fast, who are younger than me or even my age, and I will try and match my stride to them.
You mimic them.
I mimic them. I'm like... Yeah. And, you know, what do they say? If you want to be rich, follow someone who is rich, do exactly what they do.
And not literally. Oh, they're going to the bathroom now. Must go to the bathroom.
I'm going to do exactly what you do all day long.
Cigar time. Okay.
Like, I'm sorry. You are proficient walker, miss. And I am going to follow you around because I too want to be a proficient walker.
And when she's just like looking in the big round mirrors going, there's someone still following me.
Yeah, like what's going on
and
here?
And actually mimicking here? My steps.
Yes.
Maybe I'll do this step. I'll do like a jitterbug. Is she going to do a jitterbug?
And so I will, so I'm following this woman and she's like a little younger than me and I'm like, oh, she's walking really fast. So she's got her cart and then I got my cart. And so I'm like, I'm going to try and, you know, go fast too and mimic her stride with mm-hmm. my stride. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I got caught like, oh my God, it's been about 30 seconds. And 30 seconds is a long time. Mm-hmm. And maybe it wasn't 30 seconds, but it felt like a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, we went from one side of Walmart to the mm-hmm. other. Mm-hmm. And I go,
still following her.
I go, I better turn right. Mm-hmm. I better go down an aisle. Because at some point, she's realizing I'm being followed. Like in the car. Like, is that car following me? Is this girl following me in the cart? What's this about? And so... So I do that. I do that.
And you just say, I'm sorry, miss, but the cyst on my forehead is telling me to
follow you.
I must obey.
Well, miss, do you must know that you obey. Have a really good walk and I'm trying to mimic it?
Yeah. That's a pickup line.
Yeah, really. Really. And so I think to myself, because I act foolish like that sometimes, when people do foolish things around me, I'm like, oh, there might be a secondary motive that I'm not aware of.
Slack bank.
You know, I can think of secondary motives for everything people do now. Mm-hmm. Like, why is that person doing this? I go, oh, they got to practice that. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
I know. I mean, I can't even be a curmudgeon anymore.
No.
I can like to say something and be kind of curmudgeon-y. But oh no, Julie has to come right in and go, oh, there could be a logical, happy reason why they're doing that.
He just got yelled at by his boss, mom. Yeah. And you just had me the next customer. Or he just lost, or his mom just called and said, your dog just died and you're the next customer he has to deal with. And it's like, isn't that so sad?
So it's can't you cut him some slack, mom?
Can't cut that gentleman some slack.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? I am tired. Of
yeah.
Maybe though, in my reading, you know, my life reading, like this was my plan. Mm-hmm. Like I have to balance it out and I don't need to have a book written about it. I don't need to be showcased on a YouTube channel of me cutting everybody's slack.
Oh, here comes Julie, the slack cutter.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a superhero.
Yeah. What?
It's kind of like a superhero.
Kind
of. Yeah. I mean, Black Panther, get out of the way. Make room for the slack cutter. Yeah.
What are you doing? Do you cut slacks? Well, metaphorically, I cut a lot of people a lot of slack all day long.
That's right.
Which helps the world move around easier without us killing each other.
The world is better now because Julie, the superhero, the slack cutter, is in the world.
Exactly. So that's I mean, the truth
is, you the world is probably better because you're in it.
Maybe my little world, but at any given moment, the world can, you know, change back. That's just how it is.
I'd like to see you. I would like to see you reach your point where you're like, no more slack cutting. I'd like to see that. I've never seen it. Have I ever even come close to seeing it?
No, I think I'm going to say this though. I think another reason why I try to be overly nice,
mm-hmm.
I think that, and you've told me about this, I think my natural tone has a tone to it.
That's true.
So my natural tone that I feel content and pleasant has a slight tone to it.
You're right.
And so, and you've brought that to my attention. Mm-hmm. And so the only way to combat that natural tone that I have, where I'm like, I don't understand what the heck people are complaining about. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. I talk a little bit too fast. I do this and do this. And then people are like, is she mad? Is she mad?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to combat that in me is to be happy. Yeah. And hello, everyone.
Right.
Is everybody having a great day? Yay! Because my natural way would be like, hey, everyone, everybody having a good day? Great, let's get to work. You know?
That's very true.
And, you know, same thing, same exact thing, mm-hmm. but this way is, hey, everyone, we all having a great day today? Let's get to work. Woo! You know? So I guess the older I get, the more I realize, do I want to be my natural tone?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe when I'm older, I will just go, I'm too exhausted to be anything but my natural tone,
mm-hmm.
which will always have a tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does she have a tone? Is she going? What's going on with Julie? Does she
mm-hmm.
have a tone?
Mm-hmm.
She seems like she's upset today. I'm like, I'm really not. This is just my natural tone.
Mm-hmm.
I am content in the world, and you will have to trust me that if something is wrong with me, I will let you know.
Or something wrong with you, I will let you
yes,
know.
Yes, or if something wrong with you that's bugging me, I will let you know.
Yeah, but, because I'm a truth teller.
But truly.
You've met those people, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I tell the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to know the truth, I'll tell the truth. And I will tell it about you. You know, like you.
Well, here's an example. Like when we went to the Black Panther with another couple, Doug and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned this. It was the worst experience I've ever had at a theater,
mm-hmm.
except for the child molester that I had when I was a little kid, the pedophile. Like, that was bad, but we got over it.
Yeah. I had to work with that experience, but.
Yeah, that was just like weird. Like, okay, but my parents had forewarned me about this, so I came armed. Like, what's this guy doing back there making funny noises? And we're all alone with him. Like, oh, pedophile, get up, move with other adults. Move to another safe location. Now, fast, fast, fast. So I was, you know, mm-hmm. but no one prepared me for this, mm-hmm. which was.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I wasn't, didn't prepare you for life.
For two probably high 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds, a couple, literally talking continuously through the movie. And at one point, and I mean continuously, at one point, the only way that I could justify this, because at one point I heard him, the gentleman, describe what was happening on the screen. And I thought, is she visually impaired? at that moment, I could only explain this behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Either they were totally stoned.
Mm-hmm. Or that she was blind.
Or that she was just visually impaired enough
mm-hmm.
from the drugs she was taking.
that
he had to literally narrate
the whole
thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm in a quandary now because I'm all for, you know, I would.
You're for visually impaired people.
Well, I've got a degree in special education. I've, mm-hmm. you know, I've worked with developmentally delayed adults. I've, you know, I want all-inclusive things, right? But what do I do about this when, like, this is really disturbing my enjoyment of this movie that cost $10,
right?
A piece, and so,
and you paid for it
because it was his birthday,
that's right?
And so I had to dig deep to try and get cut them slack because mm-hmm. in my mind I had to go. I need to come up with a belief that these people are not just totally out of their effing mind and deserve a big spanking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was mm-hmm. she's visually impaired and he's narrating it all. And that's my belief.
That was a story you had to tell so that you had to stay in your slack bank as opposed to your slap bank.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because they were moving. I was going to make a withdrawal from my Slack bank to my
Spank bank.
Spank bank. Or Slap bank or whatever.
Wait, Slap bank? Yeah. Oh, I got it.
Spank bank?
Did I say Spank bank or Slap bank?
Well, it's not my Spank bank.
Okay.
But my Slap bank.
Okay, it's a Slap bank.
And I did call up and complain. They gave me 2 free tickets.
Did you thank them, by the way?
I thanked them at the time. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you for dealing with this, and I appreciate you giving me the 2 free tickets.
Yeah, but you didn't have them at that moment.
No.
You had to wait for them in the mail.
Yes, and I guess I should thank them. And I thought about sending them a thing, and then in my mind was like a different, a higher manager mm-hmm. opens up the thing and goes, who gave these 2 people 2 free tickets? How dare you?
Oh, and so you were kind of concerned that the person that gave to you got in trouble.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm just like, do nothing.
That is totally Julie.
Because everything causes harm unexpectedly.
Yeah. This is like a chain of dominoes.
It is.
This is going to end badly with the very last domino falling onto the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And me holding it
and
up.
And like 10 people losing their job.
Yes.
That was supporting their 2 children.
Right.
And, yeah.
At the theater. Exactly. So that is, that was my philosophy. Like, how did frame this in such a way that I could survive.
To me, that's
this.
Too tiring, though. Because here's the thing.
Wouldn't have been in that situation.
That's for sure. But I've been on the planet a little bit longer than you.
Uh-huh.
And I already know that. I already know what happened.
Right.
You know, I don't have to tell myself a story.
Right.
And if I wanted to tell myself a story, you know, I would. But mostly I'm Marc Maron. I don't have time to tell myself that story. Well, I know what they're doing. Yeah. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to strangle one of them.
Yeah. Shot the. Well, and here's what Doug did. He got up, and instead of yelling at them, he yelled by him, this movie's horrible. I'm like, the movie's not horrible. You've been assaulted auditorily for the last 2 hours.
But that's Doug, though.
Yes.
He will tell the whole audience that the movie was bad when he's letting people know that the people behind me are really bad.
Yeah. If you're not getting my context, people, these people right behind me ruined it for me. But I'm going to say the whole movie was bad.
Well, one of the things too, that this is to me like iconic is that I remember he needed to fire an employee.
Yes.
And he really needed to fire this employee very badly.
Yes.
Really, it was, you know.
Yeah, serious.
And you said, just fire him.
Yeah.
And he goes, here was his answer. And this is his answer for everything.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they know that they should be fired?
Yeah,
Why should I have to tell them?
Yeah, should they know by now?
Shouldn't they know that they should quit?
Yes.
Like, oh, really?
I go, yeah, they probably do, and they're going to keep working.
They're going to keep stealing from you and keep doing this.
Because they're like, he ain't saying anything. I go, I mess, it's okay.
And then that's how he sees his life.
Know.
So he stands up, the whole movie theater, this movie is really bad. Meaning people behind me, you were really bad.
Yes.
And you ruined the whole experience. But they're already gone.
Yeah, they don't care.
They're already in their car drinking some tequila.
Well, and it was funny because he left the theater and I'm stuck with the couple that we went with. Because on a Marvel show, there's always an extra couple scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, So I saw one scene and I go, I better go out and be with Doug a little bit because I want to see the other one and I want to, but I feel like I need to be with him. Even though
I'm torn. Between being good and wonderful.
Between being good and good. and then I came back in and saw it and then the couple came out and they're his friends and he goes, the guy goes, what's wrong with you? What happened? And he goes, this is a horrible movie. I go, listen, we don't know if it's horrible or not, but we had people behind us the entire time that literally talked relentlessly the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I go, it was just a drag. And so, but anyway, that's, I was going to say something else.
You started to go about the last 2 scenes of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They always play a couple of more scenes.
So, yeah.
And you were torn.
But I was torn, but we worked it out.
The end.
The end. And so those were my 2 embarrassing moments. Then something funny happened this week that I would like to share with everybody. But I can only share it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Do I know this thing?
Yes, you know this thing.
Okay.
So someone I know will be a name and will be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Doug.
Can't say who his name is.
Oh, okay.
I think. But anyway, hadn't talked to this person for a little bit of time, you mm-hmm. know. We usually talk regularly, you know, and so forth. And I was thinking about missing him, and then called him up, and then he texted me, and he says, I'm going to text you a picture. I wanted to buy a Picasso, but I couldn't because it was too expensive. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I can draw a Picasso. And so I got a text of his drawing of a Picasso. Mm-hmm. I'm like, first of all, I had to go, whoa, this is pretty explicit. Mm-hmm. And then I had to go look at Picasso stuff. I had to look it up. Mm-hmm. I'm going, yeah, Picasso stuff really sucked. Mm-hmm. I go, really? Mm-hmm. If you are a good drawer, mm-hmm. You probably could get away with drawing a Picasso and writing Picasso on it and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And then I go, this is actually really good Picasso.
Yeah. Well, Picasso's a really an acquired taste.
Yes.
And when he was, you know, like this is like maybe in the 60s or even
70s maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. But like when you go downtown to Chicago, you'd see, you know, Picasso stuff.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh, when we were a kid, we'd love to say Picasso, Picasso.
Pablo Picasso. Picasso. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're, and then I just like, well, Picasso?
Picasso, really?
Really?
Really? Well, and if you go to Chicago, the most iconic thing is right in front of the Daily Center, I think it is. Mm-hmm. It's this big, huge, black mask-looking structure. Mm-hmm. And, this is something very sad, but
to me,
remember it.
I just like Picasso's. I like the picture of Picasso in the striped shirt.
Yes.
To me, that's. I'd rather just have striped shirts.
Now,
than pictures of Picasso's.
Like a mime shirt.
Mime shirt.
He has a black and white striped shirt. Looks like a mime.
That's
Pablo
the picture.
Picasso. He's French.
That's the picture I want in my living room.
Yes.
Forget all the other stuff.
No.
I want the striped shirt, a little mime hat, white face, white gloves.
Pablo Picasso.
Pee-pee.
Do you have a... comes to you and goes, well, I have a Pablo Picasso. You do? Let me see it. He goes, what's this? This is Pablo Picasso as a mime. You go, really? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of mimes, and you stirred this up with me. Damn you. And so, first of all, then I decided I need to go back and I need to create my own Picasso work.
Yep.
Because... if this person can draw Picasso, which was pretty brilliant.
Yes,
it was a great job.
It was great,
I thought he could possibly get away by framing it and then putting it on his wall and calling it Picasso, like messy. And going, wow, is that a real Picasso?
Picasso-ish.
It's Picasso-ish.
Yeah.
This is one of the Picassos that he drew instead of paying for his lunch one time, which he was known for.
Right.
He goes, I don't have money for my tip. Here's a Picasso. Yeah. Here you go, lady. It'll be worth a lot of money later in the future.
Wouldn't it be great if we could just do that?
It'd be awesome.
Like, remember when we somebody offered us some Bitcoins for something one day?
Yeah.
And we just took aluminum foil and we wrapped it in little balls. And we go, hey, this is going to be worth something. Do someday.
Yeah exactly. It's going to be worth a lot. So anyway, I was watching CNN with you, and they were talking about Stormy
Daniels,
of course. this one radio host says, the only person this story should really count towards or matter towards is Trump's wife. And I'm going to talk at length about it in the next segment. And I thought, thank
touché.
You. Touché. Touché, my man, touché.
It was good.
And so... and they were talking about, it was CNN, it was Chris Okomo and the other woman.
Allison Camerotti.
And they kept calling her porn star.
Yeah.
And someone goes, do we have to keep calling her porn star? Can we not say just her real name, which is now we know what it is? Mm-hmm. And Chris Como goes like, listen, I had a discussion with you guys a long time ago. Don't paint me as the one that just wants to keep adding porn star to it. And he goes, you know, and we all decide that's how she's known right now, porn star with her name.
Right.
And I go, yes. And I go, I want to say this. If she was a mime, you'd go, Trump had sex with a mime, with the mime, Stormy, Weather,
Daniels.
You still mention it because whether you're a mime, which
are
is
you?
Pretty,
it's cool too.
Porn star,
You
know, they might even put third grade teacher down.
Yeah, there would be a dozen and dozens of careers that you would, you know,
President
Trump had sex with.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go,
You know,
Dollar General clerk.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's fascinating. Yeah. How does those two worlds collide?
Yeah. Yeah.
When in the world does, Donald Trump and a Dollar General clerk come into play?
Yeah. Or how did President Trump have sex with that Dollywood carnival worker?
Yeah. I would, what you wouldn't see is a lawyer, Stormy Daniels, big deal. Mm-mm. Or CEO Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hear that either. Like, big deal, you know. Mm. Or political, or assistant, big deal.
Mortician. God.
You'd say mime?
With the family mortician.
Yes.
Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
Trump had alleged sex.
Alleged sex while his wife was giving birth.
Yeah.
At that exact moment.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, but there would be like telemarketer. No.
No.
No. Internet blog writer.
No.
Not really.
There'd be just a few.
Yeah.
Like, even this would be great. Like KFC worker. Oh my God, you'd love it.
Oh, that would be cool.
KFC cashier.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Like
having sex with President Trump.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That would be awesome.
I can see that.
Yes.
Because he loves KFC.
That's why I picked KFC.
Oh my God.
It'd be different.
Oh my God.
The only way Stormy Daniels could be a better porn star
if
it was Stormy Daniels, star of the KFC porn.
Star of the KFC movie, Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road?
Yeah.
To get to President Trump. Yeah.
To get inside Stormy Daniels.
That's right.
There's a lot of places we can go with this.
We could.
We know why. There's a couple things that we, but mm-hmm. so let's just cut some mm-hmm. slack. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You
people.
Can say porn star.
Yeah.
We're not offended. As ladies, and a few of us, some tramps.
We're not offended by
porn stars.
I'm offended that people in the porn industry think they can still be molesting each other.
Yeah.
That's
Go
wrong.
Away, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Sorry, Ron Jeremy. I know that you thought that was appropriate because, I know that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm Ron Jeremy.
I heard one guy say today, this is totally off track. How's our time?
We got 1 minute.
Okay, this is good then. I'm going to close this question.
Okay.
This one guy, I heard him say, I was on a plane trip, and the guy next to me took his computer out and turned on YouPorn.
Yeah.
And started watching porn.
Not
and he
good
said,
etiquette.
Should I have said something or should I just have, looked the other way? Or kept my blanket over my lap.
Yeah, what would you say?
I think I'm as a kind of a libertarian.
Yeah.
I would have just said, whatever.
I would say
unless I had a kid.
I would go like this. I go, dude.
But if I was a girl
and
a guy was playing porn right next to me, that might have been
harassment.
But if I was a guy.
Well, what kind of porn is it? Is it gay porn?
Is it good porn?
Okay.
Oh, you said.
Well, because.
Are the difference?
Well, depending. And I don't even know if that's true or not. Because
I'm an aficionado now. I know the difference between
good porn and bad
adequate porn.
Yeah. Or just low.
Yeah.
It's really. Porn's like pizza. It's all kind of good enough, right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Goodish.
Even if it's like the kind of porn like a two girls in a cup, you go, what am I seeing? You're not turned on by it, but you're certainly going, what the hell am I seeing?
Yeah.
This cannot possibly be true. This is all made up.
I'm just watching this for the shock value.
Exactly. So here is the thing. Is a guy wearing headphones?
That's a good one, too.
Does he have the volume up?
I think the guy's wearing headphones.
Okay, there's a difference.
Yeah.
I'd have to tell the guy, go, listen.
Are you a girl or a guy?
I'm a girl.
Okay.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of porn he's watching.
Right.
I would have to say this. Okay, before I tell you not to watch this,
mm-hmm.
I go, is this your security thing? A therapy dog?
Yeah.
Like, do you need this porn to get through this?
That one person brought along a therapy emu or something?
Yeah, is this therapy porn?
Yeah.
Like, you need this therapy porn to get through this plane ride.
The turbulence.
And he goes, he's looking at me like, yes. I go, well then, okay.
But otherwise, if you don't.
If he says no, I go, can you please put it away then?
Because uh-huh.
I'm going to be uncomfortable the entire time.
So you would tell me, that's cool, Jules.
I go, hey, dude.
If you were a guy, would you too then or no?
Yeah. I go, hey, dude. I go, because I would.
I'm uncomfortable. I haven't seen my wife in a week.
I'm that kind of uncomfortable. I'm getting a little uncomfortable here. Or put these pants.
These jeans weren't made for this plane trip.
Yeah, exactly.
These damn skinny jeans.
I'll tell you what, though. The day they make therapy porn is the day I'm turning in my card for this humanity.
Well, porn has been therapy for decades. Maybe even like, you know, in those ancient Egypt, those urns. Yeah. The honey pots? Have you ever, you know?
Yes,
I
know what the honey pots are.
Yeah, and they used to draw on it. Like, yeah. That was for porn.
Well, girlfriend, the show's over.
I'm sorry, Jules. But can I say something? One last thing. Yes. One sentence. You should invent, like, a, you know how they have blinders for horses?
Yes.
So they don't look to the left or the right? You should invent that for computers so a guy could play his porn to his heart's content.
Oh, my God. That is fucking brilliant.
Thank you.
We got to do that today. Yeah. Don't anybody take our...
Don't take our idea. What are we going to call it? .com. We'll call it porn blinders.
Yeah. .com. And with these, you won't go blind. How was the show today?
It was great.
It was great.